This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Food Market Hub is an end-to-end procurement management platform which automates all back-end operations for F&B businesses. Food Market Hub allows restaurants to manage existing suppliers and connect with new suppliers, all while providing a seamless payments option and minimizing food costs and wastage using AI. Likewise, suppliers use Food Market Hub to manage and consolidate orders and collections, and they're building towards the future of F&B by enabling this massively underserved segment with a complete ecosystem covering sourcing, supply chain, and financing. Today, I'll be speaking to co-founders Anthony C. and Shayna Tay, and they're a husband and wife team. And we're just having this conversation. I know them from their past lives. Okay. Before we get into your business, right, Anthony, I met you at the Alliance BizSmart Challenge. So this is basically how the business has grown. Is that it?
That's right. And as we still remember, that's like 4 years ago.
Yeah. And of course, you've always been you're a software developer.
Yes, I'm the tech guy.
You're the tech guy. Okay, Shayna, I've also met her, and she had a completely different life before. She was a shoe designer and, of course, an auditor by background. So a lot has happened in the last, 8 years.
Yeah, I have changed a few career path, venturing into different businesses.
Okay, what have you been up to since we last spoke?
So after the shoe, Anthony and I, we went into the restaurant business.
Okay.
So we were doing quite well in the first 1 year and then opening up the second outlet and then the third outlet. That's when things go haywire. Ah. So with the restaurant business, we were then, I guess we were naive then. So we were like, we just need to have good quality food. But then we sort of neglected the operation side, how important the back end ops side and how it affects profit margin and cash flow.
Right, which is why you started Food Market Hub. You were talking about the haywire, right? Tell me about what happens in the back end that people don't see. And hence you came up with Food Market Hub.
Yeah, this is the interesting part. So on a daily basis, at back end, we would be dealing with suppliers. We would be buying all the ingredients. So the process was pretty manual. So how I order from suppliers would be through email, phone calls, WhatsApp. For us, when we had 2-3 outlets, it is 80-90 orders per month. And these orders are not captured in one place. So there's a lack of transparency and traceability. And when it comes to receiving, usually the staff at the outlet would just receive, take the DOs from suppliers, right, and then match it with the physical goods. But there is no checking, the internal control that should have in place is that the three-way checking. But it is difficult because POs are all captured in phone calls, WhatsApp. Mm. So it's not as easy to have this in place then without a proper system.
Right. Okay. So there is, for you guys to start this, there was nothing of this sort, or what would be your USP?
For bigger chains, they may have the resources to, use a customized software for them, cater for their chain, or they have bigger enterprise softwares. So, but a lot of SMEs out there, they are using WhatsApp.
Hmm.
So for us is basically imagine using a Shopee app plus WhatsApp combined together. So we are actually getting in the B2C purchasing or buying experience into the B2B space.
Okay. Was it easy to reach out to your clientele offering the solution when you first started?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. So Anthony was doing the sales then. Why not I let him, you know, share his experience?
Let Anthony talk a little bit, huh?
I think, you know, when we start with this idea, it's a really innovative idea. And we're actually not sure is that there's a market for it. And so we built it like a, you know, a weekend pet project to try it out. So when we get the draft version out, so we actually reach out to one restaurant customer, say, these are solutions. Do you want to try it? So then they, when they use it for like one, they say, okay, I'm fine. I can try it out and see whether it's useful for me. So after try for a week, they call me up, say, Anthony, you need to charge me the price for using this software. I say, I like it so much. I don't want to go missing. I want you to really market it and really improve the product a lot, and I want to use it. And that's really boosts our confidence, and we continue to enhance it and build it. And when we get more comments, and only there's some comments from customers say, we have been waiting for a product like this for years. You know, where have you been? And that's really helped us to say that we hit the right market, we solve the real problem, and that's how we start to grow with the product.
Right. Now, on your website, though, to subscribe to your service, right, they must commit to pay annually, which comes down to the lowest at $12,000 per year. Is that something, did I get that wrong? Or is that, you know, is that something that's feasible?
We have a different package for a different size of customer. Definitely for customers that have more, asking for more features like inventories and or the central kitchen module, you know, they definitely will pay for a higher price for that kind of advanced features. But for, we even have a free package for SME, right, to use it for free, you know, until they feel it's really solving their problem. Then they even can integrate to their accounting systems or the POS. And that's the price. And if they feel they're useful, then they will upgrade the price to a standard version, which is quite affordable and to help them to save more daily tasks. Yeah.
Right. What is entry level? You know, I mean, at the bare minimum, I only use one element. Like what would what's the cost for entry element?
I think it's zero. It's free.
Okay. Okay.
We have the so-called light version. It's free for you to use it. Yeah, you can use it to, for a restaurant standpoint, you can use it to order with any supply you want to work with. Any. We don't control you who you work with, but you can use it, even send to just a market that's selling kangkong at the wet market. It's totally okay. It can work with that. Yeah, too.
Okay, so when you've introduced this and you say that they will just use a feature set, like what has been most popular?
Great. So I think there are two common things they are looking from there. First, it's the, we call it as the ordering, meaning how they use the app to order to the supplier and the data is recorded. And the second thing is receiving, how they receive it and see the variance between the order and how they receive. Now, these two elements are two most important things to help them to start the basic of cost control.
Okay. I'm here with Anthony C. and Shayna Tay from Food Market Hub. We'll talk a little bit about how they've been very successful in raising some funds. After this, stay tuned to Open for Business BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Burger, fries, Milo. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with the co-founders of Food Market Hub, Anthony C. and Shayna Tay. And Food Market Hub is an end-to-end procurement management platform which automates all back-end operations for F&B businesses. You know, I was just saying earlier as well, you know, how people look at opening a restaurant looks so easy. There's so much that goes on the back end and so many costs, right, if not managed properly. Now, one of the things as well, when you started this in 2017, what was the uptake? And then the pandemic hit. What happened?
Well, that was crazy then. Like when the pandemic hit, we were in debt. Because at that time, we were doing supply chain business as well. Mm-hmm. And we took in a lot of inventory. And that's like a lot of cash trapped there. And we have to pay back suppliers. And we have restaurant chains who was also trapped. So there were debts as well. Collection was also an issue. So I think Anthony maxed out his credit card. And we have to, you know, actually use our housing loan to fund for the business to stay afloat.
Wow. This was 2020.
This was, 2020 March when it started. Oh, I can still remember.
Yeah, I remember we mentioned that, gosh, we have like just 1 month runway to pay the salary and that's it.
Right. And so how did you manage to do a turnaround? And of course, you know, the market sort of, you know, slowly opened, but then there were several lockdowns last year as well. So how did you guys manage to do the turnaround?
At that time, I think we were one of the first few to quickly pivot. And mm-hmm. we noticed that, you know, everyone is, you know, trapped at home. Grocery shopping was difficult. So we have some inventory left and we have suppliers that were also facing these issues, having a lot of stocks, not being able to. Mm-hmm. And we quickly push up and change our B2B portal, the marketplace, into a B2C marketplace and advertise it out. So that time, I think thanks to our engineers, they work overnight to push for that out. And then we quickly managed to get a lot of, you know, delivery orders. So working closely with suppliers to sell the goods out to consumers.
Right. Sorry, what were the goods?
Those were like frozen food, vegetables, poultry.
Right.
All kinds of fresh ingredients that you can get from the market. But everyone is too scared to go out to shop, right?
Okay, so you managed to turn that around. Okay, now, so is that still ongoing? Are you still sort of focusing on the B2B and B2C?
No, so that was more of like a short project during COVID to actually capture some cash flow so that we can roll. And then, but our main focus is still the procurement part. Helping SMEs to actually capture their food costs, you know, measuring and you know, have in check their food wastage. And eventually, we are actually in a pilot test running to see how we can finance it, do financing for restaurants and F&B suppliers.
Huh. How would that work?
Yeah, so that is something that we are looking at right now. We have mm-hmm. partnered with some of the fintech companies mm-hmm. working together to look at the data procurement behavior to help with this kind of microfinancing.
Right. Okay. So this is a big news. Last November, you managed to raise $8.5 million in a Series A funding round led by AC Ventures Malaysia, East Ventures, and Go Ventures. And adding to the US $4 million Series A round that you announced in November last year, right? So the total amount reached up to $12.5 million. Obviously, there's a lot of money, which means a lot of expectations as well. But I guess, what do they see as the potential of what you guys are doing?
I think from the food industries, right, people are looking at, you know, what kind of the transformation will happen in the next 5 years. We've been seeing a lot of transformation happen at the food delivery or the sales or the POS systems or the the QR code orderings, and even e-wallet. But if you're aware that they happen at food industry, the restaurant side, it's all about their sales. Nothing really happens at their back end, the cost control part. And so that's why I think from us, we are really focused at the back end, the cost control. And we believe that the next wave of the transformation in the restaurant industry going to the back end. And I think that's what's the same visions. We are aligned with our investor that we will focus and help to transform this segment.
Okay. So in that perfect picture, right, of a restaurant owner at the back end, what would it be? What would be digitalized? What would be automated? What is that? I guess when you're talking to a restaurant owner, right, what would it be?
I think overall, we have to look at what's the main or core issue always happen that still exist in the restaurant owner. So when I'm the restaurant owner, I've been looking at how I trace my cost, how I handle my daily procurement to the supplier, then how I get a cheaper and better product, how I source a better alternative product, and how I got the money to pay the supplier. Now, these are the issues that I've been hitting me every day when I'm running a restaurant. And FoodMart, it's designed to solve all these issues one by one. We start off with just have an app to help you to capture your procurement so you have the traceability, you know your cost, able to control your cost. The next thing, what Shana mentioned, the embedded financing, no? And we want to come in to help you have the financing to support you on your money procurement with the supplier, right? And bank has been provided this kind of facility to big buyer, big retailer, but not to the F&B. And we believe that with the platform data engine, we actually can utilize and work with a financing partner to offer this kind of facility to the restaurant owner as well, to make their cash flow smoother to pay to the supplier. And I believe suppliers also want to be adapt to this method so that it happens to reduce all their credit risk.
Right.
To give out huge credit term to different restaurant. And I think the third thing that we are looking at is that how can we help the smaller restaurant operator to even source better through the platform, right?
Right.
And so there are three elements that we are looking to achieve it and solve the problem for the restaurant owner.
Okay. So imagine if you were around, if the company like yours was around where you had your restaurants, you still have your restaurant, right?
Yes. No, we don't have
that. No.
I think we closed our restaurant and we both of us sit down and do a post-mortem.
Right.
What goes wrong, right?
Okay.
it's an ugly fact that we have to look at it and say, okay, what can we do better next time, right?
Yeah. Okay. Would you go back to the front end and open restaurants again?
I think not in a short time, been like put a lot, like 200% of my attention in FoodMart, right? But I think everyone's, I'm not sure, but me and Shana always have this, we call the cafe or restaurant dream always there.
Still,
right? People have that, right?
Yeah. So still, and then, you've experienced it and you still didn't think it was a nightmare.
No, I think it's a very interesting experience. I think it's just a learning that if you feel something, don't just hike it, but just look at it and try to discover what's the lesson you learned from that and do it better next time, right?
Okay. So the rest of 2022 and beyond, what will y'all be busy with?
So as we were saying that we were looking into this financing, that will be our key project and expansion plan as well. We have expanded to Indonesia. We are launching in different countries in Southeast Asia. Thailand is one of them. And Taiwan is also our next market that we are looking into. So these would be the things that we will be busy with.
Right.
Building the team, sourcing for good talent. So, anyone who is interested can join us.
Right. And I guess expanding local overseas wasn't as much of a challenge, even though we couldn't travel because of technology.
Yeah. I think COVID has changed the way business operates. And there is a lot of this kind of, especially like in the restaurant business, right? We see that we have tremendous growth during this period, despite the pandemic. That's because people are more aware of the cost and they realize that, you know, automation really helps to manage their operations, the cost control, the transparency. Yeah. It's so important.
Right, right. Because you know, there's also pilferage. There's also all these other things, right? Like theft and all that, which is not visible. So we're just managing costs at all levels. And thanks so much for spending time, and all the best again. It's very exciting what you guys are doing. I've been speaking to Anthony C and Shayna Tay from Food Market Hub. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.